As promised, both the House and the Senate have approved bills to add a prescription drug benefit to the Medicare program for the elderly and the disabled. Final votes came just after 1 this morning in the Senate and an hour and a half later in the House. But as NPR's Julie Rovner reports, seniors who are eagerly anticipating government help with their drug bills will have to be patient a while longer.
Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist was ebullient this morning, even on only a few hours of sleep, following his chamber's bipartisan vote of 76 to 21.
We are one step closer to a day when seniors and individuals with disabilities will no longer anticipate a trip to the pharmacy with dread.
But Senate passage of the Medicare reform bill almost didn't happen last night. Around midnight, members tentatively approved an amendment to raise Medicare premiums for people with incomes higher than $75,000 a year. But Massachusetts Democrat Ted Kennedy objected, threatening to scuttle the entire measure.
What we would be doing is changing what is effectively an insurance system into a welfare system.
The income amendment was subsequently dropped. In the House, there was even more suspense. 20 Republicans, mostly conservatives, initially bucked their leaders and voted against the bill, leaving it short of a majority. It passed nearly an hour later, 216 to 215, only after two Republicans were convinced to change their no votes to yes. By this morning, though, with victories in hand, President Bush was back in his role as first lobbyist on Medicare.
I urge the Congress to reconcile their differences and to get a bill to my desk as quickly as possible.
The president has been pressing for a final compromise bill by the end of July, but even the ever-eager Frist says that could be optimistic.
This will be the last real shot to get this perfect. And we're talking about people's lives. We're talking about the most intimate aspects of their lives, and that's their health care. So we will spend whatever time it takes.
One reason it could take a while to reconcile the two bills is that they're large and complicated. In fact, the complexity of the drug program is one of Democrats' top complaints. Last week, New York Democratic Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton used a convoluted flowchart to deride the program that reminded many of the chart used to attack her health reform plan when she was first lady. Last night on the House floor, Florida Democrat Jim Davis used a similar chart.
Would somebody on the majority please explain to me how this bill works and how any senior at home, Democrat, Republican, or independent, is expected to understand how to use this drug benefit?
Time the gentleman has expired.
I'd like to ask unanimous consent for 2 additional hours to explain the chart.
Is there objection? The objection's heard.
But the biggest obstacle to finding a compromise is philosophical. At its core, Republicans want Medicare to operate more like the private health insurance market, while Democrats want to retain government control. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay said conservatives want to get a handle on costs
and still bring good quality health care to our senior citizens by bringing market forces into play, but give the seniors the right to choose the type of health care that they think is best suited for their needs, not what some government program tells them is going to suit their needs.
But Democrats like John Dingell of Michigan say seniors shouldn't have to be at the mercy of the private sector.
Indeed, most insurance companies have said they don't want to participate in the pharmaceutical-only care benefit that would be offered by this legislation.
House Democrat Rob Anders of New Jersey says it's possible to find a compromise, but it won't be easy. Democrats, he says, will insist on a drug benefit that's more generous.
The problem with that, of course, is the more generous the benefit becomes, the more difficult it's going to become to get conservative Republicans in the House to vote for it.
There's other points of tension as well. Some Republicans didn't vote for the House bill because they say it doesn't do enough to address drug prices. But winning their votes could lose the votes of other members who side with the drug industry. Negotiations start July 7th. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.